got married.
I'm gonna tell a story on Annie now.
Oh, brother.
She was probably two, and Susie was going to the school of the Ozarks.
Oh.
And I had this kid from Cameroon.
Do
you remember it, Annie?
No.
And we drove down there, and Susie'd run over to the car and picked up Angela and put her on her shoulder, and she was walking around. This kid was there, and he knew Susie, Sue, and he walked up to talk to Susie. And Angela turned around and seen him, and she started screaming at the top of her lungs. She had never seen a black person before. I don't know what she thought, but...
She just got hysterical.
Yeah.
And embarrassed Susie to death, and Susie apologized all over the
place. Well, he was apologizing, Susie.
Susie apologized to him.
I'm sorry, I'm so black, we scared your kid, sister.
Susie took her down to the school of the Ozarks. We were not there. Susie took her
down. Where's your memory?
Susie, you asked Susie. We were not there.
Babe.
Yes, you were there. I was there, and I remember you being there.
She comes, Susie came over the car and took Angela out of the car.
I remember that happening.
Yes.
I wasn't there.
Yeah,
you were there.
I like how you're like, I
may have to, put you over in the old folks home.
Now listen, Susie remembers things a lot differently than I do, but I have to trust her memory.
I remember this happened. I remember it exactly the way Dad just told it.
Yep.
I'm an eyewitness.
So, Mom, you got to trust.
Yeah, Mom, it was 33 years ago. You can't remember everything that happened 33 years ago. Are you 33?
Mm-hmm.
So it was 32 years ago.
Yeah, that kid, that poor kid was apologizing to Susie.
Yeah, it was extremely embarrassing. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, Susie was trying to embarrass, she was so embarrassed, and she was trying to apologize to him. And I was trying to act like I didn't know him.
It's your fault I had never seen any black people.
I know, I kept you.
I know, it's hard to do in Sparta.
I don't think Mason's going to have any problem here.
He's not.
No. Well, when I was 12 years old, I started playing basketball at the Springfield Boys Club, a little league. First time I'd ever seen black people outside of TV.
I ever seen Catholics, 12. Rick.
I mean, playing, you know, right by each other.
We played St. Agnes basketball, and when they'd shoot a free throw, they'd do like this, and I thought it was some kind of magic.
Yeah, I always thought that, too. We were told it was some kind of magic.
You know, that is funny. I think I've also been told that a long time ago. I'd forgotten that.
Yeah.
That is funny.
Yeah, watch out for those Catholics. They do that weird thing.
Yeah. They use that black magic on you.
Well, the Jews in the Middle Ages, they burned them at the stake because they wouldn't get the bubonic plague like everybody else. And so they thought they were doing black magic. But what they were is they were clean. Yeah. Nobody else was clean.
The Jews burnt the Catholics?
No.
The Catholics were the...
No, the people, whoever, Catholics, I guess, the medieval people burnt the Jews because they weren't getting sick.
Oh, I see.
They thought they were practicing.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Black magic, but they were being clean. They were actually living
hygienic.
They washed everything.
They were living kosher.
They had all those rituals to wash before wash everything.
Yeah. Wash before they ate and everything. Yeah.
So they were healthy.
Christy, do you want me to get another chair so you can come up closer? Or? We have chairs.
Squeeze in with us here.
Yeah, squeeze in.
Bring that poof over too.
What was that you guys were saying about, you were saying something about